This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia says it is returning more troops and weapons to bases, but NATO declares it sees no sign of a drawdown in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Russian Defense Ministry has released a video showing a trainload of armored vehicles moving across a bridge away from Crimea, the Black Sea Peninsula that Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014. A day earlier, the ministry reported the start of a pullback of troops following military exercises near Ukraine. But Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has thrown cold water on those statements.
So far, we have not seen any de-escalation on the ground. On the contrary, it appears that Russia continues the military buildup.
Russia has amassed about 150,000 troops east, north, and south of Ukraine, sparking Western concerns it's planning an attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine has formally appealed to the United Nations Security Council to discuss a resolution by Russia's parliament on the recognition of the self-proclaimed separatist states in eastern Ukraine. That, according to Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba Wednesday, the Russian parliament's resolution undermines efforts to end the war in eastern Ukraine, Kuleba said, adding that Ukraine was asking for a discussion on Thursday. The United States strongly condemned the Russian proposal. Ukraine said Wednesday Russia was likely behind the largest cyber attacks of their kind on the country, which downed the web portal of the Defense Ministry and disrupted banking and terminal services at large state-owned lenders. The Kremlin has denied involvement in the distributed denial of service attacks, which hit Ukraine at a time when the